So it says from Deuteronomy 24, when you are harvesting in your fields, and when you overlook a sheaf of corn, don't go back to get it, but leave it for the foreigner, for the fatherless, and for the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in the work of your hands. And when you go and beat the olives from your trees, don't go over the branches a second time, but leave what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. And when you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, don't go over the vines again, but leave what remains for the foreigner and the fatherless and the widow. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. That is why I commanded you to do this. Brilliant. Thank you, guys. Thank you, drama team. Now, it's been lovely to hear what Malvern Wells students, pupils, have been learning about generosity. And I think it's just been brilliant. Lovely description that Ava read out that a few of the children worked on last week as a brilliant description of what generosity was. So I thought the least I could do is be generous today. The only problem is I didn't quite imagine there'll be quite so many children here. So I'm very glad I didn't let my daughter steal one of these beforehand. So I'm going to show I'm generous. Because one of the things that actually Ava read out was that generosity is giving things away without expecting anything back. So I'm not even going to make you answer a question or do anything in order to get a sweet. Just, you had to sit at the front, I think. Well, there you go, there's another one for you. How many more are we going to get to? Are we going to get round? One, two, three. Ellie, you'll have to miss out, I'm afraid. Oh. Okay, there's some buttons there for that table. And there's a couple more over there. And if you haven't got one, see me afterwards and we'll give you a roll of toothpaste or something like that. But I wanted to ask the question, who taught you about generosity? I wonder if we could all think, who actually has shown us generosity in the past? I want to... go on.
Your parents.
Your parents. Brilliant. Actually, that's a brilliant answer, isn't it? Your parents being generous to you by looking after you and not expecting anything back. Yeah. Fantastic. The Bible teaches to be generous too. I wanted to tell you about a couple of people who I've learnt to be generous from. And actually, the first one, this isn't exactly my picture because it's quite a long time ago, but I learnt generosity from when I went to Africa. I went to Africa a few times many years ago. And I think the amazing thing was we went and visited some villages which looked a bit like this. Can you imagine actually cooking on that sort of thing every day? And we went into the villages where they really didn't have very much, but when we went to those villages, so often actually, they took their prized goat that they'd been saving for a special occasion. And they wouldn't have had meat very often, perhaps once every 6 weeks or something like that, and they would kill it and they would feed us that. Even though they didn't really know us, they would show great generosity, and sometimes actually they would feed us and they would actually sit there and not have any food because that was their way of showing generosity. And so often, sometimes it's people who have the least, I've found, that are actually the most generous. I want to tell you another story which I heard this week. Now have a look up there. What does it say? The Witch Kitchen and Semi Canteen. Now that is in a place in Tanzania. And this is our other church. Is anyone here from the Witch today? No, I think they're all Wells. Yeah, we're Jackie is, definitely. So our other church school next door, the Witch School, they actually sponsor children from this school. And one of the things they do is they collect 5p's. And they actually, 5p feeds lunches to people at this school. And they do that. And they've sponsored some children through school who otherwise would have had to stop going to school at 12. And I heard a lovely story this week that Jeff the Head was saying that actually they've had their first child that they sponsored go to university. And actually that person came back to the school a few weeks ago. I think he'd been to university, been through university, and now got a job. And we started giving out money to all the orphans and all the people who didn't have very much. And when someone said, why are you doing this? You haven't got very much. Why are you doing this? He said, because actually people in England, that's there, actually many years ago gave me some money in order to go to school. I now want to give that back to people who don't have as much, and I want to do the same. Isn't that a lovely story? And I think that's so often what happens as well, is when we see people who are generous to us, then what happens is that we so often are actually generous to others. So actually, if we're generous, actually, so many people around us can become generous because we have set them an example. And I want to think too about what something that we just read, which we just sang in the last song. In the last song, we sang a song about Jesus and about Jesus dying on the cross. And we sang these words. I said, this is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. You laid down your life that I would be set free. And actually what those verses are talking about is actually that we have an amazingly generous God. That actually Jesus, the Christians believe that Jesus actually died on the cross for each and every person. So that we could be set free, so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be friends with God again. And that actually Jesus gave up his very life for each and every one of us. And it's that thing of actually, that is the generosity of Jesus, the generosity of God, that God gives us all that stuff because he loves us. And I think just as that boy from in Tanzania had given stuff to the orphans because of what he'd been given, actually as Christians, we believe that we are generous because God has been generous to us, because God has given us not just all the food and all the lovely provisions, but that actually he sent Jesus to come and die for us so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be friends with God again, so we could know God's love. So as we go from here today, I want to really encourage us to be people who are generous, to be people who are generous because others have shown generosity to us, and because God too has been generous to us. And maybe if there are any children who still have got their sweets, maybe even you could share half your sweets with somebody else to practice generosity on your way out.